Today on episode number 416 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, we've got a conversation with Cliff Ravenscraft as we talk about sharing personal stories in your podcast. We started talking about this last week and I just went, hey, let's get the guy on the show. And I consider Cliff a friend and we sat down like two adults and talked about it. We also talk about what to do when you get a negative review in iTunes. Then we've got a last five and five from Mike Dell from podcasthelpdesk.com. And that's right, some ladies have jumped into the podcast about podcasting pool, and we've got some feedback from Elsie and Jessica. Speaking of ladies, hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so very, very much for tuning in. If you're new to the program, this is your first time here, we talk about podcasting. That's it. Basically, from planning to promoting to recording gear, all points in between. And I bring my 20 plus years of technical training to the microphone. I flatten the learning curve and get you on the path to pain-free podcasting. We got a lot of stuff on the show today. And I interviewed Cliff Ravenscraft, who you may know as the Podcast Answer Man. And last week I mentioned that Cliff likes to talk about himself a lot in his podcast. He shares a lot of stories. And I've always been a person that I embrace diversity. And so I kind of went to Cliff and said, look, I know you're not an egomaniac. I'd like to learn what is the benefit of this, because what I read and different things I hear, you know, it's not really in some cases seen as a best practice. And we're going to talk about best practices today. So let me know what you're learning. And we're actually going to take some of these, and I'm taking part of the interview out, and we're going to use it as a because of my podcast story. And these are things that have happened from Cliff's podcast. And these are stories not from Podcast Answer Man, but from his shows about his family and pursuing a balanced life. So I might actually, we're just going to do one this week, and then I'll play one next week. And that goes back to my thoughts of always, you know, when you get a ton of information, don't release it all at once and slowly let it drip out. So here is one, just one example. And I think Cliff and I could go on for hours about different ways that people have benefited from their podcast. But here's something that's happened because of Cliff's podcast. And I believe in this case, he was talking about family from the heart.
My wife and I, when we were first married, we'll be married 18 years this August. And when we first got married, our marriage was tough. The first couple years of our marriage was extremely difficult. And we went to this marriage conference called A Weekend to Remember. Mm-hmm. And it radically transformed our marriage in a massive way. And we took the book from that. And what we did is we created in our podcast this thing called Five Threats to Marital Oneness. And we just, for 5 weeks straight, we talked about each of those five threats and what those meant to us and how we remembered having that, you know, this revelation brought to us during this conference, and shared our thoughts and feelings about it and all these other things, and how that impacted us and where, you know, what it means for our marriage today to know about what these five threats to marital oneness are. Now, as a result of that, I had an email from a guy who says, Cliff, I just want to let you know, because of you and your wife, I've reconciled with my wife. I was going through this crazy midlife crisis thing. I left my wife and kids. I was playing around, doing all this crazy stuff, but I've been listening to your podcast. As a result of your show, I've reconciled with my wife. We are doing better in our marriage than we ever did before. And my kids have their dad back.
And there you go. You can find all of Cliff's shows over at gspn.tv. And we're going to dive right into the interview. And if you missed last week's show, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/415. This is episode 416. And we were talking about, a listener of mine had wrote in and said, Dave, it seems like there are some people who are kind of not following what I consider our best practices. And they have a lot of chit chat in their show. And she mentioned that one of them was the Manic Mommies podcast. And I went over and listened. And then I said, well, I know somebody who does a lot of family kind of stories, whatever's going on in their life. And that would be Cliff Ravenscraft. And for whatever reason last night, I guess because I was commenting on another podcaster about podcasting. I kept his name out of it, which is really stupid because this is nothing I wouldn't say to Cliff. And to prove it, I called him and said, hey, Cliff, you know, why don't you come on the show and explain to us some of the benefits and why you do what you do? Kind of get inside the brain of Cliff Ravenscraft. And he was like, sure. So he's going to come on here. And the one thing I want to set up here is, number one, if you missed last week's show, I'll give you the quick 30-second review here. Here, I talk about things I'm very passionate about, whether it's gear or better ways to reach your audience or better ways to promote your show or ways to create great content in less time. That's what we talk about here. And that is what I'm passionate about. When you listen to the Manic Mommy Show, now me not being manic or a mommy, their talk sounds like chit chat, but they're actually talking about the same things that they're passionate about, which is their kids, their jobs, and their husbands. So one person's chit chat is another person's content and vice versa. And so we're going to learn a lot about Cliff's show. I know I learned things that I had Cliff's show much more narrowly focused, and by design, it's not. So with that, let me shut up and we'll get into the conversation that I had with Cliff Ravenscraft, the podcast answer man. All right. Well, joining me, long overdue to come on this show, I got to tell you, before there was a John Lee Dumas, before there was a Mark Maron, before there were, you know, these great stories in podcasting, one of the best stories ever is the one, the only Cliff Ravenscraft, better known as the podcast answer man, who back in 2005 did something really, really brave. Now, one hand, you were smart, you got out of debt, but you still jumped off. You left a six-figure job, family job, in insurance to start podcasting, where you made 11,000 the first year?
$11,000 personal income the very first year.
Woohoo! Yeah, there you go. When so Cliff was, I'm going to guess you were well versed in digging the change out of the ashtray when you're at the gas station.
Oh, it was beyond that. real quick, Dave, because I want to just make sure that all the facts are there as closely as possible. When I was in my career in insurance, it was not yet a six-figure income. It was guaranteed to be.
Ah.
So the year that I left, I was making $87,000 a year. Now, I live in Northern Kentucky. So for those in California, $87,000 a year is a six-figure income. Yeah. But I've never said I had a six-figure income.
Gotcha. Well, still, it's like you said, 86,000 versus 11, that tends to be a little painful.
Yeah. And by the way, not only did I leave that, but it was a family-run insurance agency. And in 5 years from the date that I left or gave notice, within 5 years, I would have taken over the agency and I would have been guaranteed a minimum of $500,000 a year as income, personal income, not business income. That's personal income, a guaranteed $500,000 a year. That's what I walked away from.
So you are officially crazy.
Absolutely.
But
and I embrace it.
Yeah. But the cool thing is, a lot of us has watched your story along the way. You've developed products. You have your podcasting A to Z course. Now you're speaking all over the place. And it's been a fun story to watch. And last week, I had a listener of mine call in and say, hey, Dave, you know, there are those people that are kind of breaking the rules. They're doing a lot of chit-chat. They're sharing a lot of personal stories. I brought Cliff on because last week, we were talking about this, and when I think about somebody who shares personal stories, Cliff came to mind. And especially, now you actually admittedly had two episodes where it was nothing but sharing your personal story because you just moved into a brand new house, so congratulations on that. But I wanted to get your other side of the fence view, because I know you. You're not a huge egomaniac. And just to say, well, what have you learned by sharing personal stories, or what is your audience saying about your personal stories?
Well, the first thing I want to say is, first of all, who's coming up with these rules that we're breaking?
Ah, good point.
I don't know about you, David, but I've been podcasting since 2005. I have never found a rule book. I've never seen guidelines that tell us what we can and cannot do. So I'm not aware of breaking any such rules. And if somebody could please notify me of where those rules are posted, I'd gladly take a look at them so I can intentionally break them. But as far as I know, there are none.
That is a great point. Yeah, I know you're a good friend of Michael Hyatt and Ray Edwards, and there are a lot of people that talk about content marketing and getting the word out there. And I think that's where we get things. I know,
you know, there are these things, if I can speak correctly, that are called best practices. Mm-hmm. But they're best practices for what? And who develops these best practices? Sometimes these best practices are based upon the perspective of one or two individuals who are very influential in the online space. And I have a great deal of respect. And sometimes, in many cases, I have a very close personal relationship with some of those online influencers. But the reality is just like you and I, they are one person. And, you know, but they are influential and they share their best practices. And then all of a sudden, a lot of people that they influence and you go and actually also share, well, so-and-so said this and so-and-so said this, and these are the best practices. And before you know it, there's an entire group of people out there, not sharing rules, but what are best practices. Right. And of course, you know, David, you and I know that there are several people out there that say, you know, these are my pet peeves about podcasting, blah, blah, blah. Well, who cares? It's one person's pet peeves. Go, if you don't like a podcast, guess what? There's a great thing called unsubscribe.
Well, and that was my point. I said, for me, content is something that touches people's hearts, whether it educates them or makes them laugh, cry, think, or moan, or whatever. And my listener brought up the Mommy Cast, which really was all just stories and chit-chat, but they were still talking about something they were very passionate about, which was their children, raising good kids and little kids' sports and everything, school, and all these stuff. So I said, yeah, it's, quote, chit-chat. I said, but they're actually, as much as I love talking about gear and media hosting and RSS feeds, these people were talking about kids, school, and sports, and that was the same thing. So it appeared like chit-chat, but in the end, it was still something that was touching their audience. So I think that's where chit-chat is fine if your chit-chat is about your topic. So when you, because you've shared things like, I know, I think it was last week, you were talking about how some guy had come in and rewired your house and made it look pretty.
Yeah.
And so when you share stuff like that on your show, what do you hear from your audience?
Well, by the way, that one was an intentional thing, and that was not chit-chat. That was actually intentionally shared in my episode for very specific purposes. But yeah, some people will consider that chit-chat and personal story, and it's like, that's not why I tune into your show. And I say, well, if these are the reasons why I create my show. And so, you know, I hope that you like it. And at the beginning of many of my episodes, and David, I think that you listen. So you know this. At the beginning of my show, I try, not every episode, but when I think about it, I intentionally try to let people know what they're getting into. Say, hey guys, this is what this episode is about. And by the way, you know, if this does not sound interesting to you, then go ahead and just delete this episode. Try again next week. And I assume that if people have, like, you know, 4 or 5 episodes back to back where nothing interests them, that they'll just go away. But, you know, instead of doing that, you know, the 20 or 50 people who will unsubscribe, 2 or 3 of them feel the need to go and leave you a 1-star review in iTunes or write you a nasty email and tell you that you've lost your way, which I think is ridiculous because my content hasn't changed over 377 episodes. You know, some people will say it has, but it hasn't. My show has always been a show where I share what my experience has been, what I'm experiencing in life, and what I'm learning. And I share that for the purpose of entertaining people, for educating people, to encourage people, and to inspire people to take things in their life, everything in their life, to the next level. My show has never been about anything different than that. Now, I have had in recent episodes, I've had a couple episodes where my life was more incredibly busy than it has been since 2008. Not in a bad way. I mean, gosh, I'm closing on a brand new house. How exciting. I've got amazing 30 new students. How exciting. And I've been smart enough to create enough of a plan to not overcommit myself. And so I was able to manage it. But one of the things that slipped in my priorities over the course of those 4 weeks was show preparation for Podcast Answer Man. And there is clearly a difference in my Podcast Answer Man podcast when I spend a minimum of 2 hours of show preparation and having zero show preparation. And to be honest with you, I always prefer Podcast Answer Man to have 2 hours of show preparation minimum. And when I do that, I feel better about the show and I feel better about the content. I find that I ramble less. My monologues at the front of the show are shorter and to the point, and I get right into things. However, I did admittedly have two episodes back last month where I had zero show prep. And I spent maybe 5 minutes putting a couple topics together and I hit record and I just went with it. And I prefer doing that over skipping 2 to 3 or 4 weeks without creating content. And I know that my audience, the majority of them, not all, but the majority of them would prefer to hear me speak about what's going on in my podcasting journey. And my podcasting journey is just not, it's not about the technical side of podcasting. I've mastered the technical side. So a lot of the things that I share in Podcast Answer Man are related to mindset. They're related to the business. They're related to the effects of podcasting. They're related to what you can accomplish with podcasting, not just how to podcast, but what can be done as a result of having a podcast. A majority of my subscribers already have an RSS feed and a minimum of 50 episodes, a majority of them. So I'm speaking to my audience who I know extremely well and sharing with them what's going on in my life and my business as it relates to the podcasting endeavors that I'm involved in. And the folks that are a little upset are the newer people who have just relatively found me, and they're expecting every single week for me to answer their, you know, what's the best voicemail option for taking in calls? What is the best way to get a telephone call into my show? What is the best mixer? You know, what is a mix minus? All these different things. And I've answered those in the archives. I've got tutorials on those. I've got free videos online for those. I've got a sidebar on my site that's got all that stuff listed out. And and by the way, hundreds of people each month email me and tell me that, wow, I just discovered your website 3 weeks ago. I've probably spent more than 80 hours. I can't even believe the amount of information there. It's the lazy people who actually complain. It is the lazy people who say, gosh, Cliff's lost his way, blah, blah, blah. You know, they just want everything compact in a 40-minute episode that's going to teach them everything they ever wanted to know. And they're too lazy to dig into a search field or to in a sidebar to see the different stuff that has been created there with literally thousands of hours of my life poured out sharing all that technical detail. They just want to pour it out in 40 minutes of exactly what they want.
You made a great point that there are no rules.
Yep.
So if somebody comes up to you and they say, hey, Cliff, I've heard your show. Should I start off with a 5-10 minute monologue and share about my personal life? Or is that something that you encourage people to do?
I encourage people to wear a shirt that says, don't should on me. It's about you finding your voice. So here's the thing. If somebody comes to me, David, and they ask me that question, here's what I would tell them. Personally, I think that it works for me. It has always worked for me to have a little bit of, you know, the last line of my intro is helping, you know, I think there's something we can all do to take everything we do in life to the next level. And often, not every time, but often I will immediately follow that up with, here's what's coming up with that within this episode. But before that, I'd like to talk to you about how I'm taking things to the next level in my own life. And here's a little monologue. That works for me. That is after, you know, hundreds of episodes, I found that this is my voice. This is what I like to share. And by the way, if somebody should on me and said, you should never do another monologue where you talk about things not related to podcasting, where you should never talk about your health and fitness at the opening of a podcast answer, man. I could care less about your health and fitness. Well, if you're going to should on me, I'm going to tell you right now, you will take the joy out of podcasting for me, and I will stop producing all Podcast Answer Man episodes. There will never be another episode, because if you take away what is my voice, what I feel called and what I feel led to share, then the fun is gone. This isn't just about business. This is about life. This is about mission. This is about purpose for me. And so what I say to those who say, Cliff, should I open my show with a monologue? I'm like, well, does it appeal to you when you hear me do it or anybody else? Then feel free to experiment, give it a try, see how you like it. see how people react to it. But know this, if you absolutely love it and you get 10 people say they hate it, do it anyway.
Well, that's the key. You said it's working for you. It's something that you love to do. But more importantly, obviously, it works for your audience. Step one, start there. What does your audience want to listen to? And then, talk about that. And if you can work in a personal story and things of that nature, by all means, do that. And like you said, if it doesn't work for your audience, if somebody comes up and says, well, I'm not listening to this because, and by the way, congratulations on, I heard that show where you lost, I think you said, was it 13 pounds?
13.7 pounds.
Awesome. So what do you say to somebody then who, they're new to podcasting, they're doing this, they're putting themselves out there, and they go to iTunes and they get the dreaded one star?
Stop looking at iTunes. Here's the thing. Okay. Here's what I'm going to tell you. And everybody listen to my voice here. Here's what I can say. I started podcasting in December 2005. I've produced over 30 different podcast shows. I've reached hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people around the world through my podcast. I have a very successful business that, yeah, I only made $11,000 when I first started it. But in 2013, my personal income was $279,000. And my business income last year, it was over $500,000.
Beautiful.
So literally thousands upon thousands of people seek my advice and want to know all of my thoughts related to these things so that they can help mimic some of the things that I do. So why do I share that? Am I a raging egomaniac? And by the way, David, I have a little issue with my ego. I don't think I'm a raging egomaniac, but I have an ego. Don't we all have a little bit of an ego?
Oh, you have to have an ego to be a podcaster because an ego means you think you have something worth saying. And that's ego.
I do. I was put on this earth to help change the world. And so if that makes me a raging egomaniac, then maybe I am. But anyway, here's the deal. I want to encourage those of you who get your one-star review to do this. Go to iTunes and I want you to look up Lost Podcast. Look for the one that is Cliff Ravenscraft. It's got my name on it. Then what I want you to do is click on it and then you're on the directory listing page. And I want you to click to where it shows the reviews and I want you to sort them by the most critical. And you will see hundreds. Well, maybe not hundreds, but you see many tens of one-star reviews, and they will be the most negative, hurtful, just shy of death threat things that you could ever imagine. And every time I read them, they stung. Some of them sucked the life out of me and downright made me feel depressed. But I pushed through. I grew thicker skin. And what I did is I realized for every one person that wrote something that crazy, there were 10 or 100 people who were loving what I did and had no clue that those other people existed and they could care less that they did.
You do have to have thick skin if you're going to get into podcasting. Anytime you put any kind of content, whether it's a blog, a video, or audio, somebody's going to like it and somebody's going to love it.
And so I want to get back to why do I do it on Podcast Answer Man? I mean, it makes sense to do it on podcast, on Pursuing a Balanced Life. That's the format of the show. But Podcast Answer Man, the intention for me is to create a show that talks about what can, taking your message, your business, and your life to the next level. So I believe that a podcast can help us take our message. Our message could be, whatever our passion is, whatever we want to influence people to do, think, or how we want them to act, whatever that is. If you have a message with the world, the Podcast Answer Man is helping you take your message to the next level. Now, the thing is I know that a majority, not all, but a majority of my subscribers have businesses or are working to create a business on the side that they hope either is already a full-time income for them or they hope that might possibly be a full-time income for them one day. So knowing that that's a majority of my audience, Podcast Answer Man is about taking our business to the next level. Okay. And so I may talk about things that are business related that have nothing to do with podcasting. So, and then there's, you know, taking our life to the next level. I think that we need to actually have a little bit of a focus on our spiritual health, our physical health, and those things in our marriages, if we're married, all of those things impact our business. All of those things impact our message. If you don't take care of yourself physically, you won't be around for a very long time to be able to put your message out into the world. So if you want to take your message to the next level, one of the things you can do is make sure you live longer to get your message out further into the world. All of this stuff kind of plays in, but Podcast Answer Man is still set to be, you know, I want it to be a little bit more well planned out. So segments that kind of speak to the point, less rambling, a little bit more thought about, not scripted, but certainly outlined and kept clean. And I run all over the gamut on how well I do at that. But why do I share the stories? And I share the stories about what's going on in my life, partly because I do have an ego, but I have an ego for a reason. I do believe, I created Podcast Answer Man, and I continue to produce it because I do believe that I have something worth sharing. And I didn't believe this for a long time. I only believe these things because of the things other people have done to feed these feelings in me. People have written, it's like, Cliff, man, I listened to your podcast episode. And I know you said you didn't really like that episode, but I loved it. And let me tell you what you inspired me to do. As a result of this, you changed, that episode changed my life. And here's how. And so I hear you get those, that kind of feedback enough to where, wow, sure, there's one or two people who complain about me sharing that story. You know, somebody says, I could care less about your equipment rack and your thing. But somebody else said, man, that was amazing. I'm so excited. What's the brand? Can you tell me about it? Because I'm getting ready to do something different, something similar. You know, so all of these stories, I share them. I share everything that I do because I want to, number one, I want to entertain people. Number two, I want to educate people. I want to teach people what I'm learning and what I'm experiencing in life. Number three, I want to encourage them. And I do want to inspire people to take action. And one of the things that I do is I intentionally allow my not best work to actually appear in Podcast Answer Man. Did that phrase make sense?
Yeah, it's a matter of authenticity. This is who I am at this time on this Thursday at this day. And it's a little snapshot of what's going on in your life. This, what's going on with your business?
Yeah, this week is not my best content. This is not this is not the best that I have to offer to you. But today, this is what I have to offer to you, and it's not great. But I think it's worthy of sharing. And I do that because I know that there are a ton of people in my audience who suffer from imposter syndrome. They feel like everything they do, they're an imposter. They feel like their podcast has, because they've quote unquote called themselves this coach or this.
The horse racing answer man.
Yeah, whatever. They're this, they have to be perfect at it. And that's stupid. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to be you and where you are in this place in your journey. And so I've gotten the emails from, you know, a couple different people who have told me all the stupid things that I do on my podcast and the things that I should do as a professional business person, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah. And if I was a perfect person who was perfect at business and had every degree that you have and everything else, that's all wonderful, but that's not who I am. Instead, is that who I aspire to be? Is that where I'm going to be taking the taking things to the next level next? Absolutely. That's where I'm working towards. And thank you for that feedback. I will keep it, you know, in my heart and think about that as I'm preparing future episodes. But I'm not going to stop creating content unless it's perfect, because if I do, I'll never release content.
Exactly.
I don't think there is perfect episodes. I've never produced a perfect episode before.
Yeah, I know there are plenty of times when I get done, I'm like, oh, you know what? I could have said that better, or I didn't like this or that. But I always say, if you shoot for perfect and you miss, there's a really good chance you're going to land on really, really good.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. And some people might be listening to you that also listen to me, and they're like, oh, but wait a second, Cliff. Now you're speaking out of both sides, and you're getting a little wishy-washy on your message, because you talk about creating can't live without content. And I think some people hear me talk about can't live without content, and they assume that what I mean by that is content that's perfect. And I don't mean that at all. What I mean by can't live without content, and that's what I want. I want to create, I want every episode of every podcast that I create to be can't live without content. And what I mean by that is I want every listener who listens to Podcast Answer Man, I want them to have the feeling of my life is better in some way, shape, or form, even if it's the most smallest or minutest little thing that maybe even I don't even realize it right now. But I recognize that if I did not listen to that episode, my life would be different. My life is better as a result of hearing that episode. So whatever that is, and oftentimes, David, I have created episodes where I'm like, that is the worst episode I think I've created ever. I think I'm going to take that one offline and I'm going to re-record and put something new in its place. And by the way, I've done that before. But there are sometimes when I felt that bad about an episode, and before I had the opportunity to take it down, somebody listened to it immediately upon it going up, and I immediately got an email before I had the chance to take it offline and tell me that was the best episode they ever heard. And it was exactly what they needed to hear.
I've had that. And I've also had the other where you put it up and you're like, man, I can't wait to hear the feedback on this one. This was a great episode. And it's just crickets.
Yeah. So anyway, but I share my stories because I want people to know you're not alone. Here's the deal. Just realize that I have chosen to not only include the things when I get it right and when I think I share everything, and that's my voice. That's who I am. And so, yeah, I'll talk about, you know, I'll get behind a microphone and I'll talk about, you know, my new studio and my three monitors and how I just bought a couple TVs and the stand that I put them on and what I'm going to do with it. Because, well, that's where I am. That's who I am. That's what I did this week. That's all I have for you. I don't have anything else to give, and I can't feel bad about not giving you more because, well, it's either this or I don't give you an episode this week. And I wanted to give you an episode this week because Podcast Answer Man is such a part of my life. I can't imagine not recording it unless there's, you know, unless I'm out of town and it's just really inconvenient for me to do so.
And like I said, I made the point last week. It's, and we, you kind of said it here at the beginning, it's your show.
Yeah.
You can do with it whatever you want. Michael Hyatt just did episode. He's coming up on this new episode. He changed his format at episode 100. He's like, you know what? I thought this was going to be fun doing it this way. It's not as fun as I thought it was going to be. So I'm going to do it this way. And I was like, hey, there's proof again that you can change it anytime you want. And in the immortal words of Ryan K. Parker, no one's going to punch you in the face.
Well, they might punch you in the face figuratively with a one-star iTunes
review. That's right.
But it doesn't matter in the long run. You know, how many of those people have podcasts and are crushing it every single week without fail?
I do have one question. I have to ask you this. Do you have any plans in the next 6 months of becoming a life coach?
I am a life coach.
Okay, well, there you go. Because I did predictions for 2014, and this was when I think you were, are you still thinking of doing a Take It to the Next Level convention?
I am thinking about that.
Okay. Really? And I heard your plans, and I'm like, you know what? Because you do have the heart of someone who likes to help. And I'm like, you know what? I can see Cliff branching out further from just podcasting. I said, this guy's going to end up being a life coach. That was one of my predictions for 2014, that Cliff Ravenscraft would become a life coach.
Yeah. If you listen to Podcast Answer Man, I am a life
there
coach.
There you go. Yet another prediction for Dave. That.
So, and the other thing is, you know, my podcasting A to Z course, you know, what kills me is the number of people who say, oh my gosh. And I see them online. It's like, yeah, I looked at that. Can you believe that guy charges that amount of money for that podcast or for that course? Blah, blah, blah. You could do this for free and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, they don't get it. But the thing is I have learnhowtopodcast.com. I have free stuff too, but here's what I can tell you. I've had over 318 people, sign up for A to Z and go through it. And they realize that, yeah, they get everything that was promised, but what they did not expect was to have a personal life coach for 4 weeks to answer not just the technical questions, but to thoroughly give them lots of different things to change their mind about the world they live in. And that's what I do for a living.
And that's why it's a little more than your free course. Exactly. Speaking of that, we've just talked about podcasting A to Z. Anything else you would like to promote while you're here?
Just come to the podcast conference in our podcast movement conference in Dallas, Texas. David, are you going to that?
I am there. I'm speaking at that. I know you're the keynote. I know that's going to be like a big summer camp.
It is going to be a huge thing.
Because Ray's there and Daniel's there and Eric K. Johnson's there. I mean, everybody's going to be there. And it's like, oh, this is going to be like, it is like summer camp.
Yeah, this is going to be wild. I'm excited. This is the first time that we've had a conference that is nothing but podcasters about podcasting for many, many years. And that's going to be, it's going to be an exciting time to have so much synergy around what we all are so devoted to and what we know brings so much value to so many people's lives. And so, I'm promoting that. Come to Dallas. If you have been on the fence, what I can tell you, especially for those of you who are listening, who want to start podcasting, you've been thinking about it, you've been on the fence for a long time, and especially for those of you who are just starting out and you're bootstrapping it and you think you can't spend money on anything and you're saving up money for whatever microphone that you're saving up for, forget the microphone, forget the equipment, spend all of your money and come to Dallas. If you do not, I will tell you this, you will regret it.
Absolutely. Well, Cliff, of course, you can find him over at podcastanswerman.com. You can find him at gspn.tv. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
David, thanks for having me, friend. And congratulations to all that you do to help people get their message out to the world.
Ah, thanks, man. We'll see you in August.
See you then.
All right. So to put a bow on this, I guess we could say, number one, Cliff said, I know my audience very well. That's where you start. You start there. What does your audience want to hear? And then number two I have here, he said, this is my voice. This is my voice. And he said, if I wasn't able to put these stories in, if I wasn't able to just share what's going on in my life, I wouldn't want to do the show. And that's what we usually say. That usually causes what we kind of jokingly call pod fading, where you basically just kind of over time quit doing the show. And so that is one of the things that makes podcasting fun for Cliff. So it's his show. He can do that. And then Cliff kind of hit on this, and I just want to hit on it again. Are there any rules to podcasting? Can I do whatever I want? Yes. If you'd like to open up a microphone and whatever, talk about whatever you want to just make weird noises and say, here it is, here's the Flexible Face Podcast, and you just go for 30, that, there you go. You can do whatever you want. What I always say, and I did this a couple weeks ago, are your podcasting goals in line with your content? And if your content is, if your goal is, I want to eventually quit my day job and do podcasting full time, you've got to have content that really engages your audience. You have to have something that people are walking away from. And this is my opinion. This is what I'm seeing. I'll put a link to at the end of the year, and I'm going to do this again this year, where I'm going to ask you, so start thinking about this. If you had to pick one podcast, not an episode, but a show, if you had to pick one show to listen to, what would it be? And more importantly, why? And I'll put a link out in the show notes for this particular episode. If you go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/416, I will put a link to last year's show where we talked about that. And you heard how people were connecting, how it was helpful, how the host was seen as a trusted friend. And so to be a trusted friend, you have to have great content. And I could sit here right now and explain what I had at the ballpark yesterday when I went to see the Cleveland Indians, but that's not going to really help you be a better podcaster. And so I think there are guidelines. Yes, it's wide open. You can do whatever you want. but based on the books I've read about connecting with people, on presentations, on being a leader, and by talking to hundreds of podcasters and seeing what they're doing to connect with their audience and seeing what some of them do and how their content is different and how the way they handle their audience is different, and that's working. I then come back here and report and say, well, here's what these people are doing, and it's working for them. And again, this maybe is doing something different. And so what can I learn from that person? And will it, because it doesn't mean it always will, apply to my audience? Because in some case, every audience is different. I used to attend a little country church in Akron, Ohio. And I started attending a big mega church in Canton, Ohio, which I still attend, even though I live in Cleveland. I drive an hour and change to go to church on Saturday nights. And I tried to get the ideas and the tactics and the content, the way they delivered the content at the mega church, into the little country church. I'm talking like 60, 70 people. Because I thought that the way they presented, because it's the same story, by the way, and in the same way that Cliff talks about podcasting, and so do I, the way it was delivered at the mega church was just, it's so connected better with their audience. And consequently, that church was growing like a weed. They literally took over what used to be a Hoover vacuum cleaner plant. Huge, like city block, huge building, is now a church. And I was trying to take their approach to the content, in this case being God and the Bible and all that, you know, invisible sky buddy stuff. And I tried to bring it to the small church, different audience, didn't like that presentation style. And consequently, I don't attend that church anymore. I go to the big mega church because they were connecting with me, and such is life. And that's why there are different denominations of churches. That's why there are, you name it, right? Everybody has a different audience. And like I said, Cliff said, I know my audience very well. And so you can take your uniqueness, your experience, your personality, and we're going to talk about personality here in a second with Elsie, and connect with your audience. And you may be covering a topic that somebody else is. I get that. Oh, Dave, I was going to do a podcast. I went to iTunes. There's 4 other podcasts. There's 7 other podcasts. There's 19 other podcasts on my subject. There's only one you. And the other thing, a lot of those podcasts have probably quit. So don't get too freaked out by that. And speaking of people that talk about podcasting, here is a last 5 and 5 from Mike Dell of podcasthelpdesk.com.
Hello, Dave. This is Mike Dell from podcasthelpdesk.com and, of course, blueberry.com. And I figured I'd give you a last 5 in 5. Of course, I've listened to a couple of episodes of yours since they kind of piled up on me, but we won't count those. We all know that I listen to Dave Jackson. First on my list is Penn Sunday School. That's at pennsundayschool.com. And that's Penn Jillette, who's the Penn half of Penn and Teller, the magician team and comedy team. But Penn, it's an interesting character. A lot of people probably won't agree with his politics and or religion. He's an atheist libertarian. But him and his guys every Sunday morning do Penn Sunday School, and it's a hoot. And he has some pretty good interviews on there sometimes, and just some great stories that does earn the explicit tag, but not gratuitously. Penn Sunday School is definitely worth a listen if you can tolerate all the things you may disagree with. And the next one would be the Thomas Jefferson Hour, and it's at jeffersonhour.org. Clay Jenkinson, he's a scholar, a sociologist, humanities scholar out of North Dakota, and he impersonates Thomas Jefferson. He does it on speaking tours, and he's written books about Jefferson and about Lewis and Clark and a bunch of historic figures. He's just a all around scholarly guy when it comes to American history. But the first half of the show every week is an interview with Thomas Jefferson. Of course, Clay Jenkinson's playing him, and he answers the questions as if he were our fourth president. And then the second half of the show, they talk about the whatever subject that the guest host of the week came up with for the first half interview. It's a very interesting show. Comes out every week, and it can also be heard, I believe, on some public radio stations. I don't believe they're distributed by NPR, but they're on many of those same stations. The podcast, they always give a little bonus thing at the beginning, so... Of course, a couple of them there's a little bit of research for work and for my podcast. So I listened to the New Media Show. Of course, Dave, you're familiar with that, but maybe your listeners aren't. That's Todd Cochran and Rob Greenlee. Todd, of course, is the CEO of Raw Voice, the parent company of Blueberry, and also has quite a popular tech show, Geek News Central. And then Rob Greenlee, who formerly of Microsoft, now with Podcast One. They usually interview somebody, a mover and shaker in the new media space. Dave was on there a few weeks ago. And or they just sit there and shoot the breeze about podcasting. It's always interesting insights, especially with Todd. He has lots of data and lots of statistics that he'll throw bits and pieces out. And it's well worth it if you're interested in podcasting. And, of course, I listen to the podcast Answer Man at podcastanswerman.com. Of course, that's Cliff Ravenscraft. Got to listen to a few podcasts about podcasting as research and find out what's going on in the space as I kind of work in the space, too. And the last one is my guilty pleasure. That's not so guilty. It's actually a pretty good show. Airline Pilot Guy. That's Jeff Nielsen. He's an airline captain for what he calls Acme Airlines, which is really one of the legacy carriers. But since he's not a spokesman officially for his airline, then he just calls it Acme Airlines. That's over at airlinepilotguy.com. It's one of the longer form shows. I kind of like the longer form shows, although the show I do at Podcast Help Desk usually only goes about 30 to 45 minutes, but Jeff takes this airline pilot guy show and goes sometimes up to 3 hours. It's rarely less than 2 hours, and he puts it out weekly, but he always has good information. He goes through at the beginning with aviation news and then goes on to answering feedback questions from his listeners, and he gets a ton of them. And so he goes on and on and on, and it's always interesting, even if he answers the same question, 3 weeks in a row, he always has a little different spin on it, and, of course, the listeners, questioners have interesting questions about the airline business, aviation in general, and all that. So, anyway, that's my 5 in 5. Hopefully I didn't go too much over 5 minutes.
Yes, Michael, I believe you're at 5 minutes and 14 seconds. So, yes, you have a detention. I'm sorry. But and also, Mike, thank you very much. He just did over at podcasthelpdesk.com, did a show about all the other podcasts about podcasting. And he had some very nice things to say about me. And I just want to say thank you very, very much. That made my day. And again, why? Because we all have an ego. We like to hear that we're engaging people. He said I was the most entertaining podcast about podcasting, and I deeply appreciate that, Mike. And that's kind of what I'm going for, one of the things, I guess. So thank you so much. Find him over at podcasthelpdesk.com. And now let's get you involved. And we have, if you are a person who has, I always forget, estrogen? Is that the female thing? Yeah, because testosterone is the guy thing. If you go over to shepodcasts.com. That website again is shepodcasts.com. That's right. We now have some ladies. Hey, ladies, in the podcast realm, and their first episode's here. Oh my God. The She Podcast episode, and episode number 2 is titled Why She Podcasts, episode number 3, The Unrealistic Expectations of Podcasting. Hey, I was just talking about that, so you might want to go check that out and get a female perspective on that. Super Stellar Podcast Growth Strategies. When the audience talks, how much do you listen? Wow, some really good titles there. And keep in mind, I've said this before, I'm going to repeat myself, 80% of what people read is based on the headline. I found that stat numerous times when I was writing my book, More Podcast Money, which you can find at morepodcastmoney.com. And so the title of your show is very, 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 very important because nobody reads anything. We all skim. And anyway, we got some feedback from Elsie.
Hello, Dave Jackson. This is Elsie Escobar. And today I'm actually leaving you some email feedback with my cohort, with my partner in crime, Miss Jessica Kufferman from our newly launched podcast, She Podcasts.
Hi.
Yay. So we thought we would call you because we kind of, shall we say, Jessica, that we have a little bit of charisma?
Well, we have a charisma experience.
Yes, we, right? we do. And we're giving you some feedback on your episode that was all about charisma and content and a connection when you had Joe from the Stacking Benjamins podcast on. Because we've sort of had, at least for myself, I've also known that, you know, some of the things that I do, people tend to like because of me. Right, Jess?
Yes.
And that I know that that's the same for you because we've been talking about this before that, you know, you do kind of the whole podcast focus thing and brand thing. And, you know, there's lots of people doing that, but we love Jessica.
It's awkward to say and hear even.
Yeah, right, right.
But yeah, lately, even in the past week, a lot of people have been like, but people love you. And I'm just like, that's such a weird thing to hear. But I do, I mean, of course, I'm grateful and I appreciate it. But yeah, I think that your personality is a really big part of whether or not people are going to like your show, of course, because content's important, but also it's the delivery, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want the guy from Ferris Bueller to be delivering your content or it's not going to go well.
That's right. So yeah, we kind of wanted to talk to you about that just because of the fact that, you know, we feel that very strongly kind of about this because of the fact that it is about connection with people based upon their personalities and based upon how much enthusiasm. Because I get a lot of people tell me that you're so enthusiastic, I guess.
That's true.
I guess I was a born cheerleader of some sort, even though I never cheered. But, yeah. But you know, but that's it. So we just wanted to say, hey, and then we love your show. And thank you so much for having that wonderful conversation and highlighting especially all that, you know, that book. Top of the Morning, Inside the Cutthroat World of Morning TV.
Yeah, it's a great topic.
Yeah.
It's an interesting topic.
Fantastic. And well, that's it. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Ladies, watch out. Here comes Mr. Sexy, Dave Jackson.
All right, one last little tidbit. I was on the Podcast Review Show. You can find that over at podcastreviewshow.com. It's a show I do with myself and Eric K. Johnson, better known as the Podcast Talent Coach from podcasttalentcoach.com. And I forget where I learned this tip, but when I was saying something to somebody we were reviewing, I saw Eric kind of facially kind of go, wow, that's a good idea. And I thought, you know, I don't know if I've ever said this. It might have been Ray Edwards, because I took a class from Ray about how to write a book. And it's if you're not sure what to do for the next podcast episode, go to Amazon and use it like a search engine. So research your topic, because number one, let's face it, if you're not reading, you're missing out a huge opportunity. I'm all about the constant improvement. I try to read all the time. Right now I'm reading Pat Flynn's book and because he's coming on the show. And find a book on your topic. And you know how Amazon has the little, you know, look inside? Well, look inside and look at the table of contents. Because chances are, if somebody's writing a book about this topic, it's something that your community wants to hear about. So go to Amazon, find a book, and look at the table of contents and see if there are any chapter titles that would be a good topic for your audience. And then, of course, go out, do some research, do some show prep, inject your personality into that, inject your, what's the word? Opinion, I guess. Perspective, I guess, is what I'm looking for. Your angle, based on your experience, your history, and your personality, and make your very own podcast. So, and if you'd like help with that, I would love to help you. Just go out to schoolofpodcasting.com, click on the Join Now button right there in the upper right-hand corner, and we have step-by-step tutorials on everything. There's a lot on planning your podcast. There's a lot on how do I plug all this stuff in, on what equipment you need to buy, what do I do, how do I build a website, what's a WordPress, what's an RSS feed, how do I promote this thing, how do I make money with it. Everything is there. And you know what else is there? A 30-day money-back guarantee. And because you're a listener of my podcast, it's my way of saying thank you. If you use the coupon code LISTENER, LISTENER, all lowercase, by the way, you will save on your first month at the School of Podcasting. One other thing I should mention, Cliff mentioned his Podcasting A to Z course. And if you want to take that course, maybe you're like, Dave, I don't really like your style, but I like that Cliff guy. He seemed pretty entertaining. By all means, go over to podcastingatoz.com. Use the coupon code Jackson, that's J-A-C-K-S-O-N, and start making great content. Start reaching a global audience and start affecting people on a daily, weekly, monthly basis with your podcast episodes. And thank you so much for tuning in. I would love to hear your feedback on this. The phone number, if you want to call them in, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com, it's 888-563-3228. That's 888-563-3228. And you can also email me. Really, all my contact information is at schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. And I would love to hear your feedback on this. And I want to remind you that it is time to start living a life worth podcasting. I hope to see you on the inside of the School of Podcasting. And until next week, where we'll be talking with people like Ben Kruger about podcasting with your business. We've got a lot of interviews coming up, as well as a lot of listener feedback that I'm going to be playing. And we will see you next week with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Until then, take care and God bless.